This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 13th, episode 1428, brought to us by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
A little BB King to take you into your weekend. We hope you all have a terrific weekend planned this weekend. Ours includes, well, let me describe going outside last night, Jamie. It's 88 degrees here, and I was in long pants, jeans, with my socks like over the jeans, wearing a jacket and a hat.
Why?
The mosquito outbreak has begun. We had a hatch and they were hungry. It was awful. I would have rather sweated to death. I mean, it was, you'd have 10 on your arms at a time. It was just fun. They go away in a couple days, but whew, when they first pop out, they're hungry.
So they just pop up for a couple of days and then they leave?
Yeah, they pretty much disappear. I mean, you'll get some. You'll still have some left, but not the, you know, the hatching like we had in the last couple of days. It rained heavy last week, and then you can always count about 4 days later, you'll get the hatch.
So how is Mr. Nigel handling it?
He's kind of thin-skinned thoroughbred. She has to put a lot of...
He looks like popcorn. Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, he does look like popcorn. He has to have lots of spray. We sprayed... And by the way, I don't care what fly spray you are. It's total crap that your fly spray is going to last 2, 3, 7 days. Basically, when it's mosquito time or the flies are really, really bad, we spray them twice a day. I don't care what they say. It's crap.
I've never seen one last more than, well, I feel like the oil-based ones last a little longer, but the ones that you're like, wow, this fly spray is only $6. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, speaking of which, Miss Vegetarian Vegan Girl, once again, vegetables are killing people. That's right.
Oh, geez.
Not meat, but vegetables. And you should pay attention to this story. I'm not just picking on Jamie, but I had to go check our freezer today, too. CRF Frozen Foods voluntarily expanded a recall of its frozen products that include fruits and vegetables. And the food of concern is sold both as organic and traditional. And Trader Joe's is one of those. Walmart, 30 or 42 separate brands of fruit and vegetables, including carrot, every vegetable you can imagine. There are 358 consumer products that are being recalled. And Jennifer, if I have the link there. If you could post that link, it has all the brands. It also tells you what to look for on the package. I had to go check mine because we had some of those brands in our freezer of peas and corn and stuff. And ours were not affected. But you want to check because it's Listeria that is the problem. And it has killed 2 people already. And there's a whole bunch sick. So
God, imagine you like go your whole life eating healthy and happy and like you get die from eating vegetables.
Okay. Now the problem I have with this, Jamie, is think about what this is. They're recalling all of these and probably some of them don't need recalled, but they're being overly cautious, right? These are Walmart brand, you know, whatever, every grocery store. Obviously, this is a packing company for 42 different grocery store brands, including Trader Joe's and some of the organic ones. There's organic ones right on there beside the non-organic. So that makes you wonder if they're recalling everything. Are they just made all on the same lines and it's all a pile of crap?
Well, I would say they are, but there are so many rules about the way that organic vegetables are grown, and they have to go through so many. And I know about this because surrounding me are non-organic and organic fields. And the non-organic fields, they let you ride around them.
Okay,
the organic fields, you can't ride in them because they say...
But that's okay at the growing, but now we've gone to packing. Are they...
You know what? They're all going to kill you. How about that? Everything's going to kill you.
But you see what I'm saying? You see where I'm taking that? If they now we're all going to packing. Are they packed on the same lines? Do they clean the lines? I don't know. I'm just asking. That's what
I don't know. It kind of frightens me. The whole food industry frightens me anyway. So
I'm just adding to it this morning.
You know, the bottom line is, Glenn, if you could just like shop local, buy fresh vegetables. I know you have a hard. The problem with you is that you have frozen vegetables in your freezer that have been there 4 years. That's why you didn't have to throw anything away.
We only buy the vegetables we eat, but it's so hard to buy local when you live anywhere.
Nothing
where it's
gets
cold.
Grown local.
Nothing gets grown. You know, we can't even buy a Florida orange anymore.
Oh God, that's sad.
They're all
our
used
oranges
for,
come from California.
Yeah, our oranges come from California because Florida oranges are all used for orange juice, and then there's so many less of them. I mean, there's just no orange groves left anymore.
Yeah, but orange juice from Florida is so delicious.
I know. I know. I agree with you there. I'm not arguing. All right, Jennifer. But we will post that link. You should go check. It is a serious story.
There we go. It has been posted on the Facebook page.
Okay, good.
And coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, show jumping prodigy and YouTube sensation Reese Williams comes in first, just like he does in the show jumper ring. And then really bad ads takes to the field, ready to put in a clear round of snarky, silly, or just plain stupid listener-submitted ads. And in between, we've got horsey headlines and crappy lists aplenty. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
I'm excited to talk to Reese today. He's 11 years old, and he's coming to us from Ireland.
Oh, my God, it's going to be the cutest accent ever.
I know. If we can understand anything he says, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Coming up on today's show, I have a couple of daily winnies for you. My first Daily Winnie goes out to Marine Lance Corporal Sarah Rudder. She has become the most decorated competitor at the Invictus Games here in Florida, in Orlando. The first American to win gold at the Games. And she wears a prosthetic leg. She has a prosthetic left leg, which was amputated below the knee. She was... Talk about life, right? She was actually in front of the Pentagon getting promoted in a ceremony when the plane hit.
Oh, my God.
So she went in. How she got hurt is she went in to get survivors and the dead out of the building, and a piece of concrete fell on her leg. And after numerous surgeries and problems, they amputated her leg. But here she goes. Get this. Rudder has already won. Now, the Invictus Games is for injured military. It's a huge deal. There's tons of people there in Orlando watching this, and it's very popular. It's like kind of like their Olympics every year for injured soldiers. And she has now won 7 medals for Team USA, taking home the first gold of the Games on Monday when she finished first in the lightweight powerlifting competition. She also won gold in the 1-minute indoor rowing competition. On Tuesday, she won gold in the discus and the 100-meter race. She also took home a silver medal in the 4-minute indoor rowing, a shot put, and 200-meter dash for a total of 7 medals. So she doesn't run. She does power stuff. She does everything. And what happened was, in the 200-meter dash, her leg actually came off. She was going to win that race, and her leg came off at about 10 yards in front of the finish. And she fell down, or she had a problem with her leg, and she fell down. She got back up and still came in second. And the other girl looked at her and felt so bad for her. She ran over and hugged her, and she said, "You should have won this." And, you know, it was just cool to watch the video, the camaraderie that they all have. So it was very cool. Now, the other thing that came out of that, and if you go to Daily Mail, Prince Harry has to be the best PR representative that the monarchy has today. He just, if you look at the pictures of him at the Invictus Games, and he's been there all week, if you look at the pictures of him there, he makes the monarchy in England cool again. I don't know if you had a chance to look at him, but...
Well, I did look at them, and, you know, I mean, I think the monarchy is kind of cool in my little home in Phoenix, Arizona, and these princes and princesses and all this. And when I was growing up, Prince William was so dreamy, and I remember going, oh, poor Prince Harry. And now, as you get older, you're like, oh, my God, Prince Harry's totally the hot one. And he is just adorable. Here, the pictures of him talking to children and helping service dogs and kissing 95-year-old women and playing with babies, and he's just absolutely adorable. He's just so stinking cute. I can't stand it.
And all the pictures of him hugging the servicemen, I mean, that's not something you usually see with royals, but every picture here is of him hugging and getting pictures and smiling. He just doesn't stop smiling.
He got on stage. Yeah, he got on stage and was like helping out the closing ceremonies. And he was like on stage before Rascal Flatts and Rachel Platten performed. I mean, he was just great.
Yep. Terrific. And of course, he was a big hit with all of the female athletes at the. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would imagine. He's adorable.
He apparently took a liking to U.S. swimming team member Elizabeth Marks. And she has some serious tattoos. I don't know if you noticed that, but one entire leg, and I think it's a horse on the one, actually. But yeah, so they apparently spent quite a bit of time chatting.
Oh, that's adorable.
Well, she's
cute
as a Dickens too. So,
well, good. Don't get married, Prince Harry. You just live your life, dude. That's what I would do.
I don't think he's planning to anytime soon. All right, another Daily Winnie for me. Well, my happy birthday goes out to Auditor Ruth McCormick today. We saw her at Rolex, and she's a big listener to the show. Happy birthday to you, Ruth. We hope you have a very special and fun day.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is a holiday. This weekend, you thought last weekend's race, the Kentucky Derby, was big. Peanuts. You know why? Do you know why, Glenn?
No, I don't.
Santa Anita, tomorrow, race 8, going 1 mile and 16th on the dirt. In post 10 of 11, the jockey is Victor Espinoza. Post time, 5:30 p.m. my time. Zyconic, baby. Yes! Zyconic. Zenyatta's second baby is going to run at Santa Anita tomorrow. I'm tempted to just get in the car and drive over there. Come on. Let's do it. It's only
now,
6 hours.
Has this one run before? I'm lost.
Oh, you say this every time. Okay, so Zyconic came in, I believe, second his first race, and he showed a lot of promise. And then I think he finished like sixth. So he is he's the faster of the two babies.
Okay. Got it. Is Mike Smith running against him? Because...
Well, it doesn't matter because he'll be second anyway. But it's amazing because Gary Stevens rode him the first time, and then Mike Smith got on him for the bad finish, and they've like replaced him. They're like, let's get the best guy out there right now, Victor Espinoza. So Victor's gonna hop on him and run him a mile and 16th on the dirt tomorrow, race 8. I'm so excited.
Very cool. Very cool.
So
you're not
there
gonna
you go.
Drive over, are you?
Hey, guys, try to don't pretend so. You're interested. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. Could you
just don't do anything? They just go out and run, and then they're gonna get retired to eventing here soon. The birthday party's going on. Speaking of the Queen, it's her 90th birthday party, and they're having a little bit of a horse show this weekend there at Windsor Castle. It stopped raining, and the show began. The ceremony that's going to happen this weekend, the big party in the evening, is going to be 90 minutes long. It's going to have 900 horses and more than 1,500 participants from around the United Kingdom. What it's going to do is celebrate her 90-year journey and will take us from the excitement to birth through World War II, her marriage and coronation and reign of more than 60 years. And the way they're doing that is with horses, actors, bands, and dancers are going to tell the story.
How fun would that be to be at?
God, oh, God, I know. I know. Can you imagine what the tickets cost for that thing? I think it was invite only, actually. But
probably.
Our own Monty Roberts will be in it.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be leading the way like he did on her last birthday. He's there to ride. At least that's the last word we had, was he's there to ride. Did you learn anything different than that yesterday, Jennifer?
I did not learn anything different.
Okay, yeah. So he's
I take that back. I did learn that Debbie was a little bit envious because she wasn't there.
She didn't get invited. Apparently, Mom went instead. So she was like, oh, man.
That's got to be so cool. Like, you think Equitana, you know, the big show at Equitana or Congress is like good at the last end of the night. You know, this is going to be something. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I hope it goes viral.
I know. Me too. And they can watch it live.
900 horses are in this.
900 horses. It's 10 horses for every year of her life. That's the way they did it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's supposed to be live on TV over there, but, you know, we won't see it. But everybody over there will get to watch it. What happened yesterday in the competition over at Windsor was 28 horse four-in-hand carriages from 8 nations competed in the first leg. By the way, that's a lot. You get 28, that's like Olympic-level numbers of four-in-hand carriages. They competed in the Land Rover International Driving Grand Prix, and that's the dressage phase of the three-day event for them. And leading the way was Boyd Excel from Australia, who basically is number one at everything he does in driving. And then we had three members of the gold-winning Netherlands team in second, third, and fourth place, and all those people we've had on our driving show before. Chester Weber, who actually won the competition at Windsor the last 2 years, is sitting in fifth position. So I don't know what happened to Chester yesterday in dressage, but he won it last couple of years, but he's sitting in fifth now. Now, things can
he's
change.
He's human. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice to know. Hey, speaking of Boyd, let's go over to Boyd Martin. I just want to point out something. You know, I go to one horse trial every, you know, before when I had horses to compete. I was going to one horse trial about every 6 weeks. As far as what I could afford. And you're exhausted leading up to it. You're exhausted at it. You're exhausted after it. I want to point out that Boyd Martin 2 weeks ago rode three horses at Rolex. Last weekend, he rode at Badminton. This weekend, he's running the 3-star at Jersey Fresh. How on earth does a human do that?
Lots of help.
That is, yeah, lots of help. Lots of sponsors. Lots of horses.
Well,
I get
it. Lots of grooms.
But oh my gosh, when you're just like, I rode 3 days in a row and my butt's chafed. Like, what?
Calluses?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it. That guy's amazing.
Hey, I have one more funny story for you out of Windsor that happened yesterday. For the second year running, the Queen's Horse Barbershop, ridden by Katie Durham, landed the Tattersall's Thoroughbred Ridden Show Horse Championship. It's 14-year-old gelding, and it will appear in another class. But the Monarch won the prize. You know how they give away little prizes at horse shows? Well, she won a Tesco is a big grocery store over there. She won a Tesco voucher for like $50 to Tesco.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it was funny because they actually had pictures of her opening it up. They handed her the prize, and she had pictures of her, and she cracked up laughing. Do you think that she has ever been to a grocery store?
We're talking about the Queen getting a $50 gift card to Tesco?
Yes.
Do you think she's like, wow, this sucks. We need to step up.
She cracked up. Apparently, she cracked up laughing because I think she was thinking, I've never been to a grocery store.
Yeah. Why would she ever? Maybe she's going to go. You're 90. You might as well spend your gift card. You ain't got much time left.
I just thought it was funny. They had all those pictures of her just crack. And you don't see the Queen laugh out, you know, belly laugh very often, but that's what she was doing when she got this gift card.
Oh my gosh. There's that's hilarious. There's something I wanted to go over that Horse Nation posted. Do you mind if I do that 7 things list?
Oh, I was wondering how you felt about that.
Well, I'm a member of this group called Facebook group called Happy Mustangs, and people just post pictures. And so I posted this link on the Facebook page, Happy Mustangs. And of course, everybody is like ripping the, I can't believe they show a picture of a Mustang overflexed and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's negative. But I loved this article that was posted on Horse Nation by a writer named Lorraine Jackson. What did you think about it? You didn't like it?
I didn't really notice the picture, to be honest. I was just reading.
I didn't either.
I just went right by the picture. I said, oh, Mustang. And I went right back. I guess he might be a little flexed. But
I was like, maybe he's eating grass. You don't know.
Have a problem with the content or just the picture?
Just a picture, everybody, you know, like everybody on, except for our Horse Radio Network auditors page, everybody rips everything on Facebook, so you can't even post anything. But I was like, hey, you'll all like this article. It's really cool. And then
that's so funny. I thought the exact same thing when I saw that picture. I went, oh, somebody's going to slam somebody.
Could
for
they have a picture of the Mustang just running around in a paddock or a field or something?
I don't know. Well,
bad choice, Lorraine.
Sorry, but anyway, the article is fantastic. And
is.
Some of the points that they came up with are very, very funny and very, very true. And I really have had people, like at the last barn, that really nice barn that I took all the horses to for the show. I took Zeus to that show. And these are comments that you get when you have a Mustang.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so one of them is, your horse is so pretty for a Mustang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. She goes, it's so nice that you admire the appearance of my mount, but what you really just said was it's pretty when judged against others in its own class. Like, it's not.
Or others in any class.
Yeah. Others in any class.
Your horse is pretty for a Mustang, considering Mustangs are about the ugliest horses that exist.
Yeah, what they think. Yeah. If only more Mustangs were like yours.
Well, now you've heard that before, because you do have a couple of really cool Mustangs.
I know, but what another thing she says in here is that it's, you know, basically how if only more Mustangs were like yours. And she's like, well, there are. This horse is a dime a dozen in the holding pens. And it's true, because there are 40,000 wild horses that are living in government facilities. And if you go and look through them, they're stunning. They're spectacular. Yeah, I've got a chestnut with lots of chrome and a really big, giant bay Mustang who's just awesome. And they're a dime a dozen. So basically you're saying that if only more Mustangs were like yours, well, there are lots more.
You could say that about any breed, couldn't you? If only more thoroughbreds were like yours. If only more, you could say that about any breed.
This is true. Another one is, I thought all Mustangs were short, because I've heard that one with...
I kind of did think that, actually.
Zoot,
I thought
Thor.
That, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I thought they were short.
It just depends on what herd they come from and what HMA, which is herd management area, what HMA they come from, depending on the blood that's in there, because there's a whole bunch of different types of horses. And like, again, Thor's huge at 15.3, but he's also very solid. But you look at some of the horses, there's 16 hand Mustangs. It just depends on how much thoroughbred blood is in there with somebody's thoroughbred stallion that got out.
I just want to clarify too, not that there's anything against being short, right, Jamie? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with being short.
Being short, you can do all sorts of things, Glenn. Thank you very much for pointing that out.
Just throw that out there. Nothing wrong with being short. It's a fine thing, considering half my co-hosts are about 5'2".
Yes, yeah. Most of us are. Too bad the judges are always going to dock you. What sport? Like hunter under saddle? I'm not going to compete in those, but if it's like the judge, I mean, let's be real. They will. I had the wrong saddle pad on and they mentioned it to me at that hunter show I went to. So, but I'm just not going to compete in places where people are going to be snotty about it. I hate that. Another one is, that's so great that you rescued a Mustang. And she goes on to say, call me crazy, but I didn't consider my horse a rescue. Yes, it was less expensive than a well-bred domestic horse, but yes, I didn't really rescue it. I adopted it. So
And that is a difference, because when you, you know, your horse wasn't starved, wasn't malnourished. You know, the horses you get out of these pens usually are fed. They may be not trained, but they're not technically rescues. You're right.
I paid good money for both my Mustangs and all of them. You know, you rescue them out of a pen. I mean, but like, let me show you a rescue.
Yes. Yeah,
let me show you Jet.
Lucky.
Scooter. Lucky. Joey. You know, these horses, those are rescues. And then another one is, they're probably good for, like, I don't know, ranch work, right? Or there's Elisa Wallace, who's riding when prelim. There is, there's a story about a Mustang that won Grand Reserve Grand Champion Stallion at Devon. There's a Mustang who went to Grand Prix in dressage. I mean, I can't even get a normal horse to these things. And then there's a Mustang that was in the National Hunter Pony Finals. They have so much talent. And those are the highest level of competition. And then another one is, your horse is nice, but they should really leave wild horses in the wild. Yeah, that'd be great if you could get people to maybe everybody stopped eating meat, and then the grazer people that graze cattle would not need that land, and then all the Mustangs could be set free. But unfortunately, there's already 40,000 that have been captured, so there's no way to like leave them in the wild. So just whatever. That I just really liked the article. I thought it was great. And she goes on to say, there's no need to qualify your compliment to anyone who owns a Mustang. It doesn't take anything away from a domestic horse's breeding or accomplishments to give credit to a horse bred by Mother Nature.
And we just had a post, Casey, one of our listeners, just posted a picture of her Mustang, and it you know, appears to be a little bigger than her quarter horses. So there you go. You know, yep. It's not. And I gotta say kudos to you too, Jamie, because of all of your talk here about Mustangs and everything we discuss on the show, and you actually going out and doing it, thanks to Elisa Wallace pushing your buttons, you going out and doing this, a number of our listeners have gotten Mustangs now, and a number are looking at getting Mustangs. So good for you.
So cool. That is so
because
cool.
The BLM announced yesterday, the director, Neil Kornsey, announced that they're going to be $1 billion in the hole at the BLM, and they now have 46,000 wild horses in holding facilities, and the $1 billion doesn't include the amount that they expect to have. And there are now 67,000 now roaming public lands in 10 western states. It's a 15% increase from last year. It's more than double the population that was estimated when President Nixon signed the act for the Mustangs in 1971. He said the agency's horse budget has doubled since 2009 from 40 to 80 million, but the trajectory of the population has gone up and up. If left unchecked, the population naturally doubles every 4 years. He said there's a real impact on the range, but it costs $50,000 per horse if the horse lives out its whole life in holding. So it's so important now more than ever, because what's going to happen, right? If it's $1 billion, if the numbers start getting really real, the government's going to go, we got to solve this problem. And the solution's not going to be pretty. So, you know, the only solution is to get them adopted out, you know, at $50,000 per horse to live out its life in holding. You know, they're going to do something, and it's not going to be good. So thank you for doing what you did, and for all of our listeners who went out and got Mustangs too.
Well, a little bit of good news coming out of Arizona about wild horses is that it's now, remember the Salt River Wild Horse Band that people were going crazy because all of a sudden they were like, oh, those are feral horses and we need to round them up and basically kill them. Yeah, but if they can't be, they will be disposed of is what happened. And the Salt River is a river that runs on the east side of Phoenix, comes out of the Tonto National Forest. And I've gone down and watched the wild horses there. Really, really cool place. Anyway, so it's now officially signed into law that it is a crime to take, harass, kill, or otherwise interfere with the Salt River Wild Horses. Just signed into House Bill 2340, signed into law. Yay!
Well, there we go.
There's only like 50 horses in that group, but probably in 10 years, I'll be like 400. And
that's right.
Like,
as well, if they double every couple of years. But you know, you were on that story from the beginning, too. So good for you. I'm glad. And I know you like going over and watching them.
Yeah, it's amazing. So wild. It's just all good.
All right, we're going to take a break for our commercial, and then we're coming back, and we're going to head over to Ireland to talk to an 11-year-old has gone a bit viral on YouTube for his mad jumping skills and his cute-as-heck ponies. So we're going to do that in just a minute.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestine. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
And now, hopefully, we head to Ireland to meet a 11-year-old show jumper who has gone a bit viral on YouTube for his mad jumping skills and his really cute ponies. His name is Reese Williams, and he's of the PARC Stables.
Stable.
And we'll see if we have him on here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm hearing an echo. We're actually hearing ourselves twice. Do you have us on speaker?
Sorry?
Paula, do you have us on speaker?
Hello?
Are you on a speakerphone?
They're just on.
No.
Okay. Good. Well, good morning. Or afternoon,
morning.
Where you are.
Thanks.
It's good to talk to you. And I have Reese here as well?
Yeah.
Hi, Reese. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, Reese, everybody has seen your video now of you jumping your cute ponies, and what a jumper you are. So tell us about, how did you get started riding? I hear your dad was pretty good at it, too.
Yeah, I started horse riding when I was 6 years old. My dad always had horses in the stables, and I'd hop up on a few of them now and again. And my dad got me my first pony when I was six, and we went to our first show, and it all started from there on.
Wow. And did you always want to be a jumper?
Yeah, I always have.
Yeah?
That's my dream.
Do you like it the best? Have you tried eventing or anything, or have you just really like jumping?
No, I just like the show jumping. That's it.
Well, you're good at it. You should keep doing it. Tell us about your ponies. Where did you get your ponies?
I got Park Lolita off Santa Claus last year, on 2014, for Christmas. And I remember waking up that morning and opening up the presents. And I opened up a picture of a framed pony in a picture of a pony. And we thought it was weird. So we went up and feeded the ponies. And in one of the stables was a pony, and the stable was decorated with ribbons. And I was speechless, and we tacked up the pony, and he jumped the size of the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the best story ever, Reese.
Yeah.
Every kid listening to this show right now is jealous of you.
Yeah.
They all want a pony for Christmas. How many ponies do you have? Do you ride?
I've actually a good few. Six, I think, yeah.
And do you have a favorite? Is Lolita your favorite?
No. Lolita was one of my favorites, yeah. But she's gone now, so she's gone to people in Denmark, and we have a new string of ponies for this year.
That's pretty cool to have a string of ponies when you're 11, Reese. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is your dad your instructor, or do you have a coach?
Yeah, my trainer is my father, Adrian Williams. We train for around 3.5 hours to 4 hours a day, and we try to be on our first pony at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Is it hard having your dad as a coach? Because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, and I didn't always agree with everything my dad said.
Yeah, now and again.
I know, it's got to be. But though, it's fun because you can get a lot more coaching than your friends.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why you're so good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a show jumper as well.
And are you in pony club or anything like that?
No, I just ride at the house and go to competitions every weekend.
And do the other competitors see you coming and go, oh, why is he here again? He's going to win everything.
Yeah, sometimes. He used to do it with my dad.
Do you want to do this as a career? Do you want to make a living later on riding horses and jumping?
Yeah, I would.
Well, you got
it. Sounds like he's doing it now.
Yeah. That's true.
A string of ponies. So I want to get back to Santa Claus bringing this pony to you. So you just opened a present and it was just the picture and you didn't know what that meant. And so you just thought, oh, great, picture of a little Palomino pony. And then you're like, oh, we better go feed.
Yeah. And there was a pony in the stable.
Oh my gosh, Santa Claus likes you. Yeah. That's not fair.
Jamie's still waiting for Santa Claus to give her a pony.
Right?
Now, I'm seeing you. I'm watching this one video of you jumping, Lolita. You were jumping some really big jumps.
Yeah, they were up to 1 meter and 10 centimeters high to 120.
And I just think it's amazing, one, that ponies can jump that high to begin with, and to do it as well as Lolita did. And now you have some other ponies that are making their way up. Do you have a hero? Do you have somebody you look at in the show jumping world and you want to be like them?
Yeah, my show jumping hero will be McLean Ward. The last time I saw him was with Double H Azure in Miami at one of the legs of the Global Champions Tour, and I think he could win a gold medal in the Olympics.
And do you want to do that someday?
Yeah.
And I have no doubt you probably will. I have no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, congratulations. What a great job you're doing. And we're gonna keep an eye on you here at the show and follow your progress. And we'd love to have you back on again sometime.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, before you go, your mom's there, right, Paula?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Paula. Thank you. Thank you for arranging this. I wanted to ask you from a mom, how darn proud are you of that little guy?
Words can't, they fail me, and I'm at
at different times, I'm speechless usually to see him, you know, doing as well as he does. He just amazes me and his father, and every day we are so proud of him.
And do you
absolutely
get, do you get
yeah.
nervous? I mean, no, moms get nervous when they watch their kids jump, but or
you have no idea. I'm a disaster. His dad is very calm and cool. I mean, he gets excited for the ponies and stuff like that, but when it comes to his ability, he knows the child has the ability, whereas me, I'm exactly like every other mom. I'm just like, as long as he comes out safe, I just want him out of there and back on safe ground again. But yeah, I do get very nervous sometimes, I have to say.
I would imagine, Paula. Now, I'm a mom too. So to see your husband coach your child in this fast, crazy, huge jumping, do you ever get mad at your husband and be like, leave my child alone? He's being nicer. You're being too hard on him.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, there has been a situation once or twice like that when I've just said, that's it. Come on, we're going home.
I'm taking my child and we're going to the movies.
No, but you know what? He knows what he's doing. I trust him. I do get nervous. There's no point in saying otherwise. You know, it's scary. They're jumping 1 meter, 1 meter 20, and they go so fast. And the 12.2, the 1 to 8 centimeter pony class is a real fast class here. And when they do Grand Prix and, you know, they're putting it up to them the first round, I don't mind so much because they have to think and use their brain and sit up. But then when it goes against the clock, it can go, you know, any way at all. But yeah, no, one thing's for sure. You definitely want to be on Valium or something to watch some
of them. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I mean, my child is almost 3 and I'm like, will you stop making him hit the golf ball? That is enough. We are going home. I can't even imagine as a mom how mad I would get of my husband. Stop it. He doesn't need to ride without stirrups.
He's 11 now, and ultimately I think he's still my baby at the end of the day. You know, he's my firstborn, and you'd just be so protective of them. But, you know, he's great. And he has a great instructor, and there's no more to it than that. I do trust them, but, you know, there's no way about it. The nerves are a terrible thing.
Do you have other kids? Sorry. Yeah. Do you have any other kids?
Yes, I do indeed. I have a second son, Cohen, and he's now 10. And I have a daughter, Scarlett, and she is 8. So they are all into the ponies, and they all keep me quite busy and on our toes. And so some days we go to one show with Reese's ponies, and then the same day we could be going a different direction with another driver going to another show to suit the other kids. It's all go.
Oh my gosh, wow. You're a superwoman. Mm-hmm.
You really do need a certain sense of dedication. Dedication or craziness, I think.
A little bit of both, never hurt. And probably it sounds like your kids are all pretty dedicated and just a little bit of crazy too.
They're definitely dedicated, and they're the most hardworking children. And if I could tell you one thing, I could tell you they're hardworking, and that's what I'm most proud of.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
For people who don't, no, for everybody here, 1.20 meters is 4 feet. Jamie does that every day, right, Jamie? You jump at
no. No, I don't, Glenn. And to be jumping 4 feet on ponies, you know, it makes the jumps even bigger. I mean, when these kids are, you know, 5+ feet tall and they're riding, you know, 16-hand horses, 4 foot jump is going to be like nothing to them because their ponies are technically jumping 6 to 8 feet for the size they are, if you think about it. So I just hats off to the kids, but hats off to you as a mom to be able to watch this, and still hats off to your husband to be able to teach your kids. It's got to be tough, but that's just
has
so
Reese
exciting.
Come to you and said, I'm ready for horses yet?
Oh, Reese, absolutely. I mean, it's his dream. There's nothing more that he wants. He wants to be a show jumper. For me, I think I'd like him to finish school, go on to college, get a degree of some make or shape. But even if he does do that for me, he's always going to be riding.
Does he want to go bigger with does he want to graduate out of ponies into horses? Does he asking for a horse?
Well, he has 13 twos and he's also got 14 twos. So after the 13-2s and the 14-2s, he can start riding horses. But I think actually at 13 or 14 years old, he can start riding horses. Children on horses, it's a category here in Ireland. And with that, then he could maybe jump in the Europeans. if we were ever lucky enough to get that far. But yeah, no, he would. He would sit up on anything for you. He's very brave. I don't know how he does
it. I see a horse for Christmas. Santa might be visiting again in a year or two.
Well, it's like this now, Glenn. Jamie, Santa Claus is a great man.
Yes, he is. Santa Claus is
just a wonderful guy.
Spending a lot of time in Ireland.
Yeah, he is. Paula, thank you so much for setting this up. We're going to post the videos and the link to your Facebook page. It's PARC Stables on Facebook, Park Stables.
That's correct.
You can find them there, and we'll also post a link to the video on our Facebook page and in our show notes so people can find and they can see Reese doing his thing. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
And can I put you back on to Reese for just one moment?
Sure.
And he just wants to say a quick hello to people.
Yeah.
Can I say hello to my auntie Del and Jason in Connecticut, and my brother Cohen, and my sister Scarlett, and my dad upstairs listening to me on the phone, and all my grandparents and aunts and uncles.
Well, you certainly can, and we want to say hello to all of them here from the United States as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Reese. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Horus Radio Network, for having me on the show today.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Glenn, I want to keep him.
You want to keep him? You got to take him home?
Half of our listenership wants to adopt Reese now.
Yes.
Reese, if you ever want to come ride Mustangs in Phoenix, Arizona, buddy, you just give me a call.
I want Paula to adopt me.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Anyway. I want that Santa Claus. We apparently have a different one over here.
Yeah. That just gives you hope about the equestrian world and just our future, that somebody that polite and nice and well-spoken, 11 years old, that talented, that dedicated, that hardworking, and the whole family seems to be like that. So wonderful job.
Yeah, but the problem is he's Irish. That does not bode well for the future of the U.S.
American
team. Come on. We need to step it up.
We're going to be losing to Reese in 10 years in the Olympics. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Victoria will still be coming on 10 years from now from Horse and Country TV going, yes, Reese won again.
And we'll be like, hey, remember when we used to know that guy? And we'll replay this interview 10 years from now.
Because he'll be too good and we'll come on the show then.
Yeah, I know.
We got Jamie and Glenn, who? I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, but I don't know. Horse Radio Network? No.
No.
Never heard of it.
Good job, Reese. All right, let's take a break for our song today. I thought a little cowhand.com for, seeing we were talking about all of that earlier. A little cowhand.com, and then we're coming back. It's Really Bad Ads Day. So stay tuned for all of that yet to come.
On to this brand new ranch. It was owned by a bunch of fancy pants, but they did have several high dollar trucks and trailers. Well, there was barns and pens. It was under construction, and I was informed by phone I'd receive my instruction in a video arriving in a padded mailer. It said, sort the cows in pen 11, then bring us a tag so we can scan them. And I didn't have a clue, but I took a sack full of them to headquarters. There was a lady at a computer typing in numbers, and the more she typed, the more I felt dumber, and she said, yep, 501's too old, gotta go back and sort her. I replied, I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed, scroll me back to where I'm from, cause I don't need no printout telling me that it's time to wean. Never seen a calf pulled by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, my security pass / photo ID opened the gate and picked out a horse for me, and you punch in a code and it'd start an automatic feeder. Of course, you still had to step over what them cows was downloading, and you did hair analysis with a digital modem, and put a cow up on the screen, it'd tell you which bull's gonna breed her. Well, then they give me this laptop from my saddlebags, and it got dusty out riding drag, and I knew the boss was gonna have my hide. Well, they said just boot it up, open the windows, something about a mouse and a bunch of menus, so I hauled off and kicked it. I kept the windows closed because it was freezing outside. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed. Scroll me back to where I'm from. Because I don't need no printout telling me which stall to clean. Never seen a horse shod by a machine. And this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, then they start talking downsizing and linking up. I told them I was heading for the tall and the uncut. They could stick that Pentium right in their AOL. There's faxing emails and hazing the web, and they even had a megabyte RAM. That sounds inbred. I reckon those people wouldn't know the difference between a hard drive and a paper trail. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. Don't need no information highway to get back to where I'm from. And I don't need no printout telling me which colt is green. Never seen a bronc broke by a machine. Besides, this little cell phone just don't fit good in my jeans. I ain't no cowhand.com. I ain't no http://, all one word, all little letters, www.cowhand.com. Yeah, that's what you get when you try to cross one of them computers with a cowboy.
That's Dan Roberts. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. He's also the one that sings our intro for Really Bad Ads. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings. Coach Jen is in the producer chair, and we're brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their products at kppusa.com and also follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good nutritional information over there for your horses. Well, a couple programming notes. Monday, Jamie's going to be off. She's going to be traveling over to visit Chad and in Texas, I believe. And we have Dr. Wendy's going to be joining us at the Driving Radio Show. She'll be co-hosting. And she said, why don't we take some questions from listeners about horse health? If you have any questions for a veterinarian, then post them on our Facebook page or drop me an email at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. And she'll try and handle as many of those as we can. It's become a really cool thing every month. Mary takes questions like she did yesterday about training from listeners, and we're getting a ton of those. So when Wendy shows up here in the morning show, we would love to put her to work, and she'll be answering. And if you have any questions about traditional Chinese medicine, herbs, or anything to do with Chinese medicine, acupuncture or acupressure, she can handle any of those as well. And she also did say she's going to be talking Monday about spring vaccines and what should you get, what do they all do. And she knows that people get confused about that because she's getting those questions from her clients right now. So that's all coming up on Monday's show. One other thing, the Stable Scoop Show is out for this week, and of course, it's our Year of the Listener, and we have a Virginia listener and auditor, Celeste Coulter, is our highlight this week, so you're going to want to head over to stablescoop.com and take a listen to that. Celeste is one of our most dedicated listeners. She comes every year to Rolex to hang out with us. Got to have dinner with her and her husband this year. It was so much fun. We also have another auditor over on Stable Scoop this week, and she was doing Avery Morgan was doing a book review of Dressage Horse Manifesto. So that is all on the Stable Scoop show. And all the other shows, of course, are coming out or out as well. I ran out of steam there, Jamie.
You did good. You did good, Glenn.
That's all from memory, too. I didn't have any of that written down.
I was busy because you told me that we might need some more really bad ads. So I was like, just looking through Craigslist. And I just want to vent for a second
yeah.
that there was a German Shepherd picture. So I clicked on the ad, and the ad says, we are adopting out pure German Shepherd puppies. First vaccines, dewormed and weaned, ready for their new forever home. The adopting fee, $475. I'm pretty sure you're selling puppies. Like, there's no adopting out for $475. It's like the rescue that's really not a rescue. That's a puppy for sale. Why don't you? Sorry, I just was venting. Carry on.
They all do that. They all do that, though, don't they? You'll see that, and a lot of them do that. And the rescues now, it's like, well, you know, $2,000 for this designer puppy, but he's a rescue.
Yeah. I kind of, you know, like adopting Mustangs. I had to fill out adoption forms, but I kind of bought them, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying. Sorry, I was venting. I was listening to you in your show program notes, but let's be real.
I got, you just want to go into really bad ads?
Let's do it. I'm sleeping.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week where we talk some really bad ads. Listeners submitted really bad ads. They go on Craigslist just like Jamie was, and they go, and I'm sure they vent and complain and gripe too about the ads that are in there. But some of them actually submitted to us so we can have a little fun with them. And that's what we're doing here in this segment right now.
Do you think they have really bad ads in Ireland?
I don't know if they have Craigslist, but I'm sure they have their version.
Yes. Okay.
I know Australia does because we get them from Australia all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It must be Ireland too.
We are giving away this month. What we do is we take everybody that submits all month long. We put their name in a hat and do a drawing at the end of the month to see who wins a prize. And this month's prize is donated by the people, good folks over at Smooth Stride Jeans. We're giving away a pair of Smooth Stride Jeans. What's really cool is that these are fast becoming the most popular riding jeans in the country. Matter of fact, she told me yesterday that they are flying out the door. They're waiting for more orders to come in from the manufacturers. One of the cool things that they do is they have what they call the Colt Special. And, you know, ordering any kind of clothing online is risky, right? You never know whether it's going to fit. If you haven't ordered it before, you don't know what's going to be right, especially with jeans. So they will send you two pairs of jeans and will pay for round trip shipping. So that's free shipping both to get the jeans. You try both pairs on in the size you think might work. One that doesn't work, you ship it back. So
the actual label comes in the package. And I got to tell you that, you know, I thought I'm a Mustang and I got the Mustang, and then I was like, oh, but haha, she sent the bigger size too, just in case. So that is the paint. And I'm clearly a Mustang and not a paint. I don't need those bigger girls.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm a paint. I needed the bigger girl pair. I'm really glad she
Isn't
did that
what
because
girls always do, though. They always think a size down. It's just a thing.
I forget that I have a post baby body. It's son of a gun. It just nothing is this where it used to be. So thanks. Because of that, the Colt Special and being able to send them back, I was able to just put them back in the package and stick it back, peel the label, use the same bag that it came in, throw it in. It's so easy. So if you want to do it, I mean, now's the time. This is great. It was super easy.
Well, and they're getting rave reviews from more than just us now, from all over the place. I'm seeing the reviews coming in for these jeans. I know Jennifer loves them. These are the only jeans Jennifer has bought three of. So, you know, she has three different pairs because you can get three different styles, too. You can get full seat, you can get knee patch, and you can get just plain jeans without the knee patch or the full seat. So no matter how you like to ride your horse, you can get them. They're super comfortable, and they look really good. And they are very horse husband approved. So check them out, smoothstride.com for everybody else who doesn't win this month. You can go just buy a pair. Let's do some ads. We got the first one submitted by Beth. Beth sent this one in. A registered Tennessee walking horse for $700. 7-year-old Tennessee walking horse, black and white paint gelding, 15 hands. Teeth recently done, recently wormed, could probably use a trim. Good horse, but can be a little pushy if you let him. Have over $5,000 invested in training, so I'm losing on this deal. $700, come pick him up. I need him gone as soon as possible.
Oh my God, you are cutting bait. Like, just cut the line.
So now I love that they underplay that. Oh, it just can be a little pushy. I'm sorry. You spend $500 or $5,000 in training and you're selling them for $700. This horse is more than a little pushy.
Yeah, but can be a little. Yeah, no, this is a monster.
Yeah.
And you wait and you probably should have found a better trainer.
Yeah. But the teeth have been recently done.
Can you imagine how bad the feet are? If they're like, we did the teeth, but we can't get the feet picked up.
That's right.
So you're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own. Go get what you want.
You probably use a trim. He's got dinner plates right now, but whatever. Celeste, aforementioned Celeste, sent this one in. And I just want to point out that these are not sentences. And they're all ending in an exclamation point. So that is why I'm going to read it the way it is. We don't write these people. We just read them the way they come. This is in Lynchburg.
Virginia.
In Virginia, baby. 10 years old. Rocky Mount. Great on the trails. He listened very well. Has worked with him a little. Nothing wrong with him at all. We just don't have time for all the horses we got. And I would like for him to be somewhere where he can get more attention. He is a very great horse and great with other horses. Shots, trim, everything up to date. I do have papers on him. Self-registered. $2,800. PM for more information. Thanks.
When I read that this morning, I didn't think it was funny. It's all in the reading. Good job.
I read them as is. That's the way that it said. It was everything I said. Da, 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 da. Now I'm going to talk like that for the rest of the day. Thanks, Celeste.
Mona sent the following one in. This is another Tennessee walking horse mare for $1,000. Child or...
Oh, this Odom, Georgia, Glenn. You got to do your best Southern accident.
Child,
this...
youth, walking horse, child for sale. That's right. It's a child or youth walking horse child for sale.
Get this kid out of here.
Mare is a solid black, 14.2 hands and 13 years old. This is a great horse children. Great horse children. Yes, it is. You can ride these children. They ride so well, these children. I'm sure they jump a meter, too. It is hard to find horses safe like this one. Price is firm.
Oh, yeah, baby. Odom, Georgia.
Odom, Georgia for $1,000. You can have a great horse child.
Chillins, horses, whatever. Sheila sent in the next one. This is in Thornton, Colorado. Hey, and the
right
title,
that Southern accent, you didn't even acknowledge that
because you should have been practicing. You live in Florida, for God's sake. You hear it all the time.
Actually, we don't hear any accents in Florida except New York. There's no Southern accents in Florida. It's all New York.
It's true. The title of this next ad is still available. That's the title. Still available, $400. Friend needs to find a good home for her horse, 2008 sorrel mare. Needs some work. 7 years of being ponied on has her a lot spoiled. She's just become a lawn ornament. 14.5 hands. Does rear on occasion.
Just a little.
Does rear on occasion when mounting. Just a bad habit. Needs consistency. And she'll come around. Yeah. Just please make an offer.
Yeah, she'll come around after the third hospital visit. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I got to go get the kid, do the horse trailer, okay. And then I added another one in there for you. I'll be right back.
Okay. So with the horse trailer of the week is sent in by Ellen, and this horse trailer is $500. It is the typical two-horse trailer with the rounded front like we have almost every week. This one, however, is in better shape than most. It says, clean title, good tires and rims, will roll down the road as smooth as silk. Many spare parts included in sale. I hope one of the spare parts is a side, because it looks great. This one isn't even as rusty as the others. The tires are full. You can actually see the tires with the gas can in front of them. I don't know why that is. Maybe he was planning on burning it if it didn't sell. But it's missing its side. There's no side.
There seems to be a bungee cord holding certain parts on.
Yeah,
too.
The other thing is the back ramp is held on by a large bungee cord. So my guess is if the bungee cord comes off, the ramp goes down. And my guess is it goes down quickly. Yeah, so this is not too bad as our trailers go, except for the fact that your horse is just going to fall out the side of the trailer.
Yeah, it's like, have you seen that thing where people have repurposed old horse trailers and made them into like lunch?
Yeah, lunch wagons.
It's like they started that and never finished. Pulled the side off.
That's right. They're going to sell widgets out of the side. But,
yeah, exactly.
It's not bad. I didn't read yours, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
The mare horse. Oh, you want me to read it? Mare horse for sale. We believe the horse is Andalusian and quarter horse mix as told to us by the previous owner. She also might be 4 months pregnant with a quarter horse. She is... Okay. If you're not even sure if she's pregnant... I guess maybe it was out with the quarter horse. She is trained, can be rode with saddle. However, I haven't had the chance to ride this horse.
So what I'm getting from this ad, why I gave it to you, is because they don't know the breed. They don't know if it's pregnant. And they really don't know if they've ever ridden. It can be ridden. How long have they had this horse?
About 10 minutes and they're a deal.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They got this horse at the auction. They brought it home and said, what can we make up about this horse? And that's what they made up.
We believe it's an Andalusian quarter horse and we might be pregnant. But it also may be able to be ridden.
Yeah. We're not sure because we're not going to try it. We'll let you do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that was a good ad. Kelly sent this one in.
This is my favorite ad of the month.
The title of the ad is Horse, Donkey, Pony, $50. And then you click on the ad and it says, Jade, stop looking at horses. I know you clicked on this ad. Go do your homework. Get your grades up, and then we'll talk about a horse. You have been warned.
That's my favorite ad ever.
You will get back in your room, and you will not have any dinner until you get that homework done. And no, I will not hear any more about winning a horse.
How old do you think Jade is? About 11. And she didn't realize the color changes when you click on the ads.
Jade needs to go live with Reese because Reese
apparently Jade has a different Santa Claus than Reese.
There's a different Santa.
By the way, I could have died when he said the Santa Claus thing. That was so cute. Reginald sent in the following one. 12-year-old Geldon paint, $900. That's right, a Geldon.
Geldon.
Great lead line family horse will go in group rides western. Great lead line family horse will go in group rides western. Great picky in a herd up to date on everything. He's a great picky in a herd.
Like this next one, I've never seen Begner.
Begner safe can be ouchy and needs front shoes if ridden.
Oh my God, he's a good family lead line horse that'll picky and it's lame.
He's picky in a herd. Picky in a herd. What's picky in a herd mean?
Great picky in a H-U-R-D. I don't know.
A herd is a very old Celtic dish made with potatoes and carrots.
Oh, picky in a herd.
Picky in a herd.
It's picky in a herd. I love
Sounds like something you'd get at an Irish bar, isn't it? Yeah, <that's> it. Picky in a herd.
Like a Guinness and a picky in a herd, please.
Man, this is some good picky in a herd. Jose said the next
Thank
one.
Thank you, Jennifer.
In.
You have the line of the day.
That is the line of the day. I got dizzy from laughing. Jose sent in the next one, and it's just another wonderful way of spelling gelding. And this is Gildan.
Gildan
horse. Oh, and this is in, where's B-Town, Florida?
I don't know. No idea.
This is B-Town, Florida. It's a Gildan horse. Gildan Ovarian painted horse for sale.
I've been in trouble before about this whole painted thing. I don't think Ovarian's a painted thing. I've been in trouble before and have people write to me and say, yes, it is. It's the 12th line of the this and that. I think an Ovarian horse exists.
Let me quote my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, and that is The Princess Bride. When he says, Gildan Ovarian painted horse for sale. I do not think that means what you think that means. I do not think that means what you think that means. Gildan Ovarian painted horse for sale. About 14 years old. Call for more info. I do not text, so you will have to call Buddy. Why don't we call Buddy and find out what an ovarian painted horse is? I'm pretty sure that's like an ovarian cyst. That's like the only thing ovarian I can think of.
Yeah, which would be really tough on a Gildan. Just
and
saying.
Like, oh my God, you're right. That's funny. Getting better,
just,
see?
Just kidding. I think what they meant to say is Overo. But so you don't have to send me the emails. I know there's a Tabiano and an Overo. And I think that's kind of, so you don't have to send me the emails. I think I understand now.
Or if you're Victoria Spicer, Piebalds and Skewbalds.
That's right. That's right. Which, by the way, cracks me up every damn time she says that. James sent the following one in. A quiet gelding for $700. Oh, this is never good. Quiet seven-year-old gelding for sale. He is very laid back and doesn't want to go anywhere. Would make a nice trail horse if you don't want to go anywhere. I love that. He's very laid back.
Oh my
God.
Isn't trail riding the very definition of going somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, he don't want to go anywhere in that circles in the arena. But that's it's quiet because he's dead.
Actually, this sounds like my kind of horse. I'd be perfect.
You should call on it. It's probably in Florida. All right, our last one. This is fantastic. In search of, well, you might as well just say you're in search of a unicorn. Because in search of broke horse for a dollar. Okay. This is in Hanov. Where's Hanov?
I don't know.
Sounds like a Michigan place. I don't know. Hi there. I'm just throwing this out to see what, if anything, is available.
It's always a good start. Yeah, you know what's coming next.
This is a Facebook post. I'm looking for a new horse and I'm looking for a broke 14.2 plus hand trail horse. Don't care about papers. Don't care about breed. Age? Not dead. As long as I can get a couple decent years, I'm good. Healthy is a must though. Must be able to carry a bigger 200 pounds or so rider. Then don't get a 14.2 one. Sorry. Let me just move on. Trail safe, road safe, kid safe with supervision, of course. I just want an honest, broke horse. Broke. Only problem is I have $500. So if you have anything that fits this, please let me know. Thanks so much.
People were lining up to call.
And I saw this on Facebook and I actually clicked on it because there were five comments and I'm like, somebody actually wrote back and every comment was making fun of them wanting $1 million horse for $500.
Yeah.
Every one of them was like, yeah, good luck.
Welcome to Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for sending the ads in. We appreciate it. You can send them in for next week and we do need some. So send them to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com and you'll also be in the drawing for the Smooth Stride jeans, which you can find at smoothstride.com. Well, we are going to be back on Monday. Now you're on the road. You're heading out to Texas.
I'm going to go visit the husband in Texas and then head up to Oklahoma and spend some time on the land. Apparently we have.
Cool.
I know. Well, apparently we have thistles and gophers. So time spent will be working.
Did you see the weather in Oklahoma last week? Or did you build the bunker?
Oh, don't bring that up, Blanche.
Did you build the bunker yet?
I would like to know that I actually priced one of those big horse bunkers, you know, that you see on Facebook. I've got a submission out to find out the price on it anyway. But they're above ground. It's concrete grade, ready for an F5. And Chad's like, you know, he's like, if I'm going to make you move to Oklahoma, I would rather you be happy about it and have a place for your horses to go. And I was like, yeah. So I showed him that and he's like, oh, we can't afford that. No. But I'm going to price it and I'm going to start saving my money now.
Do you remember what did it run?
They haven't gotten back to me yet. And she wouldn't say. They gave us it was like $300 per cubic square foot. And Chad's a math major. And I'm like, price that out. And he's like, I have no idea. Like, linear square foot is there. I don't know. It sounds expensive. So
is it underground or above ground?
It's an above ground bunker with the concrete on the walls. It sustains. It will withstand an F5. Whoa. So my house will be gone. My barn will be gone. But by God, the horses and dogs and I'll be okay.
The problem is you don't have a lot of warning with tornadoes. You know,
they do in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
they totally do. It's like the center of weather Mecca. They have every Saturday. I was like last time I was there on a weekend. I'm like, what is that noise? They're like, oh, they're testing the sirens. Every Saturday,
and those sirens are eerie, aren't they? They're like different. They're eerie.
Yes, I thought D-Day was happening. I was like, "Never get down!"
You're gonna have a lot to learn living in Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh, I know it's gonna. I've still got a couple years to live up this. Oh, see, it was only 107 yesterday, so I'm really.
Is it that hot already?
Yes.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's hot.
I feel like a bit of a schmuck whining about the 90 degrees now.
Yeah. Yeah,
our mosquitoes haven't come yet.
Yeah, we just haven't gotten to the humid yet. That's what we haven't gotten to yet. That's coming. Mm-hmm. It'll be here in no time. Well, we all hope you have a terrific weekend with your horses. We'll be back with Dr. Wendy on Monday. If you have any health questions that you would like to pose to Dr. Wendy, just post them on Facebook or drop me an email, and we'll see if we can get them on the show on Monday. And then we'll see Jamie back here next Wednesday.
All right, everybody, have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld, all those things. I'm going to go order me some Picky in a Herd.
Probably has meat.
I'm having for lunch today.
It sounds very meaty, doesn't it? Some vegan Picky in a Herd.